Drug overdose deaths surged during the pandemic, as we've been reporting, and San Francisco has one of the highest per capita drug overdose death rates in America. That is largely due to the spread of fentanyl, the synthetic opioid that's far stronger than heroin. San Francisco has launched new mobile teams made up of paramedics and nurses to deliver care more quickly after an overdose. Here's NPR's Eric Westerveld.
Nicholas is strapped to an ambulance gurney near 8th and Market Streets in downtown San Francisco. Plastic IV tubes snake around his left hand, where LOVE is tattooed just below his knuckles. He's dazed, barely conscious. Fire department paramedic Paula Fartosh is trying to rouse him from his stupor.
Nicholas, try to wake up a little bit for me.
Fartosh says Nicholas, we're not using his last name because of the stigma attached to addiction, told her when he started getting high in nearby UN Plaza Park, he assumed he was smoking his drug of choice.
So this gentleman thought that he was doing meth, and turned out he was actually doing fentanyl as well. So he walked over to someone and they gave him some Narcan.
That's the brand name for naloxone, the nasal spray drug used to try to reverse an otherwise likely fatal overdose. And that someone who gave him the life-saving antidote was a nearby street cleaner carrying Narcan as part of a city-funded program. For many years, San Francisco, known for its relative tolerance of illicit drug use, has championed a harm reduction approach to lowering drug deaths and injury. The city was an early pioneer of clean syringe access and distribution of life-saving naloxone kits, as well as the treatment drugs methadone and buprenorphine. But when fentanyl hit hard here, free Narcan and needles weren't enough, and the city was forced to rethink its approach.
You will find fentanyl in almost any drug here in San Francisco. Meth, cocaine, or heroin. So if fentanyl is in the drugs that you're using, your risk of overdose triples.
Michael Mason, a paramedic captain, drives through the south of Market District in a red fire department Ford pickup. He says pandemic isolation, people using alone with no one to administer Narcan, only partially explains the historic rise in overdose deaths here. The death rate, in fact, had been trending higher well before that. A few years ago, San Francisco averaged under 200 drug overdose deaths a year. In mid-2018, the numbers began to skyrocket. And in 2020, 712 people fatally overdosed, more than double the number of people here who died from COVID-19. The vast majority of those deaths involved fentanyl. And Mason says officials here noticed something else important. Almost half of all who died of an overdose were treated or revived by a paramedic crew in the days or weeks before their death, a big signal they were headed for repeat trouble.
Surviving a non-fatal overdose is one of the best predictors of future mortality. Anyone who survives a non-fatal overdose is a huge red flag for us. And that is what this program is about.
This program is the new Street Overdose Response Team, or SORT, a collaboration between the city's public health and fire departments. SORT's core is direct contact with those who survived an overdose, engagement that could include helping to find a shelter bed, reaching out to friends or a doctor, or seeing if a person wants to start treatment with buprenorphine or Suboxone, a medicated-assisted therapy for opioid dependence.
Get this individual Suboxone, stabilize them at the ED. By that afternoon, they can be in a treatment program.
Captain Mason, the fire department's lead on the new program, raced over to Nicholas's overdose, the young man with the love tattoo on his hand. While Nicholas is still semi-conscious, Mason is already coordinating with the responding paramedics.
So starting directly at the scene of this overdose, we can start trying to direct this guy's care in the best direction possible.
A key goal is trying to bring the clinic to the patients. Rapid, face-to-face follow-up.
We go out, we look for them, we say, hey, let's talk about yesterday.
Kevin Lagore and a colleague drive through the Tenderloin neighborhood where many of their clients live. He's a health department nurse practitioner and the overdose program's outreach lead. The goal, anyway, is to reach back out in person 24 to 72 hours after an overdose to try to assist the person with everything from housing to treatment.
That could be providing medical care to address mental illness. Maybe they're out of their meds, or maybe they want to start something to address their substance use disorder. Just kind of basically meeting them where they are and seeing what they need and how we can help them.
But to meet them where they are, Lagore first has to find them. And that's a giant challenge. Many of them are homeless or in and out of shelters.
So we'll just kind of keep following up with the staff at the shelter.
This day, of the half a dozen clients on Lagore's clipboard to follow up on, he can't find a single person. Outside a homeless shelter, Lagore strikes out looking for a young man he thought he was making progress with. He'd recently written him a script for a supply of buprenorphine.
He hasn't been here in a couple days.
Pretty bad sign if he's disappeared.
It is a bad sign. Sometimes folks disappear for a couple days and then they can resurface. Then they just disappear or it just falls apart.
And when it falls apart, it can be hard on Ligor and his team.
It's a lot of death and they're not strangers. We've had a couple deaths this week and we've shed tears together. It's hard not to care about someone when you're really trying to help them.
Out on patrol with Captain Mason, there's word of another overdose. A middle-aged woman has been found slumped over in a McDonald's bathroom in the Fillmore district. Upon arriving, the woman tells paramedics she's relapsed after several months of sobriety. The heroin she bought, Mason says, was likely laced with fentanyl. Narcan saved her. Inside the ambulance, Mason says the woman handed him a crumpled brown McDonald's bag. She asked him to get rid of it.
There were some clean syringes in there and what appeared to be small bags of heroin.
Mason finds out she was already part of a medicated-assisted treatment program using Suboxone. She tells him she wants to get sober again.
She was feeling extreme shame from experiencing a relapse. There's no shame in having a relapse. I hope she restarts her Suboxone quickly. But as for today, I asked her surrendering those items and requesting to be disposed of, my hat's off to her.
The truth is, city officials aren't sure yet what combination of tools will work best to reduce fentanyl and other overdose deaths and boost treatment. The new overdose teams are part of a broad strategy of interventions across agencies. Back in his truck, I asked Captain Mason how he handles the strain of 12-hour shifts filled racing from overdose to overdose and to some who don't survive.
My own mental health, I have to kind of remain an optimistic warrior, and there's a quote in the Talmud that says, essentially says, you don't have to end this work, but you do have to start it.
And the woman who overdosed in the McDonald's bathroom who wants help again, it's a small victory, maybe a start. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, San Francisco.